This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A series of rocket attacks jolted Baghdad today. The targets were two hotels where American contractors and foreign journalists stay, the Palestine and the Sheraton, and the Iraqi oil ministry. One civilian was reported wounded at the Palestine hotel. The blasts coincide with an announcement from the Army's 1st Armored Division that its campaign against insurgents in and around Baghdad had decreased attacks. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. And these attacks, particularly the one at the oil ministry, could have been much worse if they hadn't occurred on the Muslim day of rest.
That's right, Bob. Very likely so. At 7:20 on a Friday morning, the oil ministry is deserted. I spoke to some witnesses across the street who said it looked like the attackers fired from a nearby elevated highway. The rockets hit about the fifth floor, started a fire, but it was brought under control. At about the same time in central Baghdad, two hotels were hit, the Palestine and the one still known as the Sheraton, even though it's no longer part of that chain. The Army described it as a scaled-down version of the earlier attack on the Al Rashid Hotel, but this time instead of a truck, it was donkey carts were the vehicle of delivery. You see these carts all over Baghdad, usually with propane cans or agricultural produce on them. This time there were rockets concealed on them, and it could have been a larger coordinated attack. Two other carts carrying rockets were found not far from the Italian and Turkish embassies.
Well, it demonstrates once again the insurgents' ability to reach high-profile targets.
I think that's right. And these are very heavily guarded targets, blast walls all around and lots of checkpoints. This was a strike essentially under the nose of the military. U.S. forces have been intently focused on earlier attacks involving mortars going into the U.S. compound. And just last night, the commander of the 1st Armored Division was saying those attacks, he thought, were down about 70%. I should note that he didn't give any precise figures, saying precisely that he didn't want to encourage the attackers. Clearly, those behind these strikes are interested in showing they're still around, despite the efforts of the military. I should note quickly that elsewhere in Ramadi, one soldier now is reported dead in action yesterday when a convoy hit a roadside bomb.
The violence today follows a violent week in Iraq that claimed several Iraqi lives.
Well, that's right. At about the time top administrator Paul Bremer was saying 90% of Iraq is safe, in his opinion, these bomb and shooting attacks came all over the country. In Kirkuk yesterday, four bystanders killed, all Iraqis outside a political party headquarters. Two more Iraqis killed in Ramadi in another car bomb attack. And a Syrian councilman in Basra kidnapped and killed. And if you add to that these horrific suicide bombings in Istanbul, earlier attacks in Saudi Arabia, what some Iraqis now are saying is that there's instability spreading into the region.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.